Welcome, love, to the Way of Grace podcast. I'm your host, Nina, faith-based and devotional leadership mentor for women who are inspired to bring love where it hasn't gone before. Inside this space, you'll find courageous conversations on restoring your relationship with God, emboldening your faith, healing with the masculine, and resurrecting your cherished feminine essence. I'm so grateful to have your heartbeat here. Let's dive in. Hi, loves. Welcome back to the Way of Grace podcast. I am so excited to bring you another very expansive episode as I'm sitting here with my dear sister, Sarah Rose, who we connected, Sarah, goodness, maybe 6 or so months ago through Instagram, which is where I meet most all of these incredible women. And I was personally just so drawn to Sarah's energy. I think I first watched a video of you, Sarah, in which you were just speaking to kingdom consciousness and kingdom inheritance and really what it means to be in the reclamation of what I call beloved identity. And I feel we carry such a similar thread of this through our work and through what we share and what we teach. And I just felt the luminosity of God shining through you. And I could just feel the deep coding of Christ through what you were sharing and what you were saying. And I felt, yeah, just an immediate connection in the way that you are in your relationship with God and how that was mirroring how I'm in relationship with God in this more cosmic and supernatural and really heart-to-heart, face-to-face, communal way. So I'm just so excited to have you because I know we're going to go into a lot of realms and we're going to just fly into many places within this conversation. And, you know, I really do see you as an oracle of Christ and an oracle for the kingdom and a bridge for cosmic reformation on this earth, you know, as you just lead from your heart and move God's truth and word and grace and love through you. So we'll be diving into all of that and so much more together, but I'm just so grateful that you're here, Sarah. And I would love for you to just drop in and share some of your journey with coming home to God and building a relationship with Him and what that personal process has looked like for you.
Yeah. Thank you so much for that beautiful intro and just the warmth and the openness of this space. My heart is just beaming already. Let me just listen. Yeah. Like, because everything I do really is in service to Him. So I'm like, that's been a big part of my journey is like, it's not just my story. It is like,
amen.
Like, yeah. So I'm always just like, okay, God, where do you want me to start? Yeah. So, I mean, in a way, like I know God has always been with me and I know His hand has always been on my life, but I didn't consciously awaken to that reality until about 2015, which I can look back and see there were other, now that I know how God moves, it's like, oh, that was God. But in terms of like, yeah, in terms of like actually coming into the realization of like, oh, God is love. And this is like a deep marriage vow, like a deep marriage ceremony happening in my heart. Like, yeah, that started for me in 2015. And I mean, it was honestly just miraculous. And like, I experienced overnight healing of things that people would think was impossible, or like, it was just so miraculous. And so, and I know it was the Holy Spirit. Like, it was the Holy Spirit first, and then it was Christ. Like, I now have the awareness of all these different elements of union with God. And like, my personal experience of reality changed so much so quickly that it just sort of forced me to drop everything I thought I knew about how the world works and my place in it and just like surrender to this call. And I didn't really know what I was doing. Like, and I wasn't comfortable at first with like saying the word God and like Jesus and Christ, because of what I now understand is the religious spirit. I was like, I don't want to be associated with like hateful groups. That was very against my heart. So yeah, it really has been a journey, like, of like God just coming to me directly, because it's like he knew my heart. He knew I wasn't gonna be able to like enter, or it's not even, I mean, it is entering into the union. It's entering into the remembrance of our inherent union. So it is a shift in consciousness. And yeah, it's honestly just been, I mean, it's been a very long journey, but it's been a beautiful journey of just so much cosmic deliverance. And it's taken me, and we can talk about like what I mean by that. It's just really taken me into like the reality of this universe that we live in. I call it the God dream. Like, and it just, like, it blows my mind. Like, the revelations are endless. It's not like you reach this state of enlightenment and it's like, oh, here I've arrived. It's like, no, like, it really is this eternal, like, deepening, going deeper and deeper. Like, it really is eternal life. It really is stepping into eternal life here now in our physical bodies. And it just blows my mind, because like I didn't grow up like heavily in religious spaces. Like, I was not like heavily indoctrinated into any of this. So it like continues to blow my mind that like I get to know, like, this is the Jesus, like this is the real Christ, this is the real Father. And of course it's taken me into the feminine mysteries as well. Like, it really has just been just an incredible journey. And it's, my personal journey has also had these, like, what people might call like shamanistic elements, or both the mystical and the shamanistic, where it's just been like, but how do I even say, like, he took me there. Like, he took me there and showed me like what's actually going on, like in the underworld. Like, he showed me the reality of the kingdom of darkness, which is like things that like, but it's also, he showed me that we're standing in victory. Like, that's what it always comes back to, like showing me like we're standing in victory, where we have dominion in him. And I mean, I could go on and on, but
Oh, I feel the pulse of your story so deeply, because it's so related to my own in so many ways. And yeah, I didn't grow up religious as well. So I almost felt, and I don't know if you feel this, Sarah, because I feel like there is a huge homecoming happening right now on earth, especially with women, of really coming home into the heart of God, but it's happening through embodied encounter and supernatural exchange by way of the Holy Spirit. That was exactly how it occurred to me. And I also feel, because I didn't have such heavy indoctrination and dogma and all of that consciousness, like really steeped in my field, I was very open to actually be obliterated by the truth of love at the time that I was, because it's beyond what we can even try to describe in words and through language. It's embodied encounter by way of the Holy Spirit. And something I always share, and I feel we're on the same page with this, is, you know, to me, the Holy Spirit reveals the truth of Christ. And then Christ illuminates the truth of God, this unconditional agape love, this fullness of grace that we are baptized in, that brings us into our wholeness and brings us into cosmic deliverance. Like, so similar to you, there was this accelerated healing that happened, because I believe when we encounter the Holy Spirit and God in this way, there truly is like true transfiguration of the heart, of the soma, of the spirit. Like, we truly are co-crucified and co-resurrected in Christ. And it's like a total reformation of our DNA, of our cellular structure, of our epigenetics. It's like there's a something I hear a lot of women say, and I say it too. It's like, oh, there was a before me, and then there was like the after me. And it was like opening my eyes to an entirely renewed reality, like the truth of kingdom and like the truth of love and the truth of grace, and then how that gets to move us in life to be bridges for the kingdom. And I would love for you to share more on, yeah, that process of cosmic deliverance and like the power of the Holy Spirit and how we do get to experience what I call accelerated miracles with God, so long as we are open to really be in the receptivity of what He is trying to move through us and really being in the surrender to His will and what He's working in us.
You said so much of that so beautifully. Just letting that sink in, how the Holy Spirit reveals the nature of Christ, and then He illuminates the love of the Father. It's so beautiful. Yeah, let me just, there's so much fire here. I'm just like, oh
I know, me and Sarah are like buzzing.
gosh. I'm just like, well, no, and the cellular embodiment, like that's been so key to my path as well. And what I always want to emphasize, like this isn't like when I talk about this, I'm not talking about a dogmatic belief system. It's not a program to put inside your mind. This is the renewal of the mind, the
Amen.
obliteration of the mind, you know, it really. And it does happen in the body, in the cells. That's been from early on as well. That was one of the first revelations I had in 2015, before I even fully understood that this was all really the work of Christ. I saw how, yeah, this changes our DNA. It's just profound. I mean, it's absolutely profound, like what the true gospel really reveals about like our nature as humans and what's happening on earth right now. That's why I'm just, yeah, it's just, I have so much fire in me to like bring that truth forth. Just listening here. I mean, yeah, cosmic deliverance, like I'm just listening. God, how do you, I mean, this does get into like timelines. This does get into like co the cosmic architecture of reality and how when we die, I love how you said co-crucified and co-resurrected. Like we really die to the world and to our former selves. I mean, that's what I experienced. Like the deeper I went into the flame, yeah, the more I just became obliterated. And I mean, I feel like I lived through my own death, like, and because of Christ, like, I didn't have to leave my body to do it. Like, because of what he did. And it really is like, I really do feel like it's stepping into another reality. Like, it's stepping into a whole new reality, which is the kingdom. I mean, that is kingdom consciousness. And this is where it gets so exciting. We talk about, like, the true government of God, like coming to the earth, like that's what it's like. This is big. Like
So
this
big.
is really, it's shifting the nations. Like that's the level of power that we're talking about that we have in him. So yeah, it gets very cosmic and like realizing like our reality really is this, like, I'm just listening for the right words. Like, it really is this dream. Like, we're really meant to dream in lifetime with God. Like, He has a plan for us. He has a destiny for us. He has an inheritance for us. And it requires so much of our personal death and obliteration of everything we thought we knew, because what he actually has for us is like so different from everything the world tries to tell us about who we are, and it tries to tell us this is what it is to be successful, this is what it is to be wealthy. And most of that is just a total lie, designed to distract us from our beloved identity and our cosmic kingdom inheritance. And it's like the forces of the enemy are very real, but I say that just like in the same breath I say, but this is the time when we are standing in victory. And it's not even, I heard this last night, it's not even a war, it's a revelation of the victory of light.
Amen. Chills.
Yeah. And a lot of our ailments, a lot of our suffering, I mean, personally, I can trace it all back to spiritual warfare, which is like, and it's like, well, maybe we're talking about this now because people are finally going to start to be ready for more of the truth of like what's really been going on here.
Totally.
And a lot of this, I'm still like, yeah, on a journey with, like, God is still showing me a lot of things, but like, I mean, there's just a lot of warfare that deliberately, I mean, it attacks the human heart and deliberately creates like timeline loops. I mean, yeah, this is when it gets into the cosmic, like what's really going on here, and the abuse of quantum technologies, the abuse of, you know, esoteric wisdom, the mysteries that are revealed through entering into union with God. And this just takes me back to like, yeah, that like post-resurrection state. And it's like, I always wonder, you know, it's like, what did Christ reveal? Like when he came back in that period of time, it's like, there's more to this story. And like,
so much more.
We get to, there's just so much more. Like we're really just getting started. So
yes. Yeah, I love this. That's what it feels like to me, sir. Like we are just getting started. And I feel, oh, there's just so much in what you just said. Because I feel too, you know, and this is just something that I've come to deeper realization of, because I didn't grow up in church or through the institution of religion heavily, but still we're all impacted by that consciousness to some degree, because it's been a part of the warfare that's been on earth. And I recognize, wow, through that institution, there's so much focus on what we're saved from and like just that continual perpetuation of sinner saved by grace, and you're just a sinner, and just, you know, you have to come to Christ that you're saved from hell, like just this very limited fear-based consciousness versus really deeper focus on what we're saved for, like what we're saved for, which is, this liberation, this freedom, this resurrection, this eternal life, so that we can become bridges for the kingdom on this earth. And I feel like all warfare stems from that original consciousness of separation, like right from the Garden of Eden, like, you know, Adam and Eve deciding in their shame and in their guilt that they were not worthy of God's love, and essentially turning away in their own self-condemnation, casting them out of the kingdom. Like, never God. He showed up for the walk, calling out, where are you? Where are you? And I always say that, you know, it's never God that casts us out of the kingdom. It's our own self-condemnation that casts us out of the truth of this reality. Like, we are the ones who have chosen to separate from God. God never has chosen to separate or fracture that union from us. So it like truly is this deep homecoming and this deep immersion back into our wholeness by way of God's love and grace, so that we are no longer hooked by that separation consciousness, which then plays into, again, that earning consciousness, that striving consciousness, the try harder. This is where you find your worth, success, achievements, blah, 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 blah. Like all of the stories and all of the things that essentially cultivate dis-ease in our bodies, in our systems, because that consciousness has been heightened versus the beloved consciousness, like the truth of our inherent worth and wholeness and luminosity in completion, as we know ourselves in God and in Christ. I keep going back to this verse like over and over. I think it's Colossians 3:4, but it says something along the lines of like, as Christ is revealed for who he truly is, for you too will also be revealed for who you truly are, for you are one with him in his glory. And I just keep resting in that truth of like, when we just lock eyes and seek again the face of the one who loves us most, we remember who we actually are, and that separation begins to dissolve, and then we become elevated and accelerated in this kingdom inheritance, in this kingdom remembrance, in the truth of beloved identity, that wholeness by knowing how loved we are and how God has always been waiting with open arms to just embrace us in the fullness of his unconditional love. And then what that gets to mean for us, because then when we're in that, we become lighthouses for God's love on this planet, which I believe is always what Christ was directing us into, is to walk in the same glory and righteousness that he was exhibiting on this earth. Like, to me, Jesus was really revealing to us the truth of beloved identity, the truth of this marital union with God, the truth of Abba, the Father, like this divine relationship that we've always been designed to have with the fullness of love.
Amen. Amen to all of that. I love how you said, like, even if we didn't grow up heavily in a religious, like in a heavily religious environment, that this is really a consciousness thing. I've picked up on that myself just in my own journey and had to realize, like, oh, okay, I might not have, I might not have the same level of like religious trauma that others have to work through, but like I still saw how like yeah my own like beliefs around the Father were fractured just based on yeah cultural, and that just does speak to the fact that like it does speak to like the quantum nature of reality, by which I mean like everything is actually interconnected, and at the end of the day like we are all like part of the one body that is Christ. But like this just brings me back to like, yeah, when the angels rebelled and fell out of that union by their own choice, like they're the ones who generated this fractured consciousness. I mean, it really all comes back to that. And Christ is all about reconciliation. And it's really about coming back into wholeness, body, soul, and spirit, everything coming back, into this deep cellular coherence, according to the frequency of love, which is our original design as God designed us to be. And it's like, that gets me excited. Like, what is possible for us as a humanity when, like, as this revelation is, made manifest upon the earth? Like, this is really a time of just so much mass transformation. I mean, I always say it's going to change everything we think we know about science, about medicine, and like, as you were talking, I was also thinking about how that fracturing, it's like our blueprint of our relationship with God, or our relationship with God is really a blueprint for all of our other relationships. It's like micro
Amen.
to macro. So, and so much of our pain as a humanity also is through like all of the broken relationships, just at the most personal levels to the greater societal levels. Like we can trace it all back to this fractured identity. It's like we don't know who we, or we've forgotten who we really are, which is the point of like, mind control and all the trauma that breaks off the fra it's like when you really just put it on the table like that, it's just so clear. And it's like, but then it's like, oh, but that's what Christ came to, like, for me, the word salvation, I always think of like a solvent, like literally, like it's like the healing, like waters on the wound, like
Oh,
just literally washing us in that love, not through our own works, like not because we earned it or did anything, like just because he is love, and that's what love does.
exactly. I
And
love that.
yeah. It really changes everything. And it really is so deep in our core, in our cellular, like, being, what, no matter how we grew up, really, because this is a cause, again, it's a cosmic collective thing. We all have our own experiences, our own stories. But I think that's why he's always so big on, like, this isn't just me and my story. It's like, this is a bigger, this is something bigger here.
So big. I love what you said about, yeah, salvation and it being like the solvent, the salve, like just healing balm. And that has washed, yeah, these wounds essentially of separation to bring us back into our incarnational wholeness, like the truth of who we are, knowing that we are love and that we belong to the most unconditional, immeasurable love. You know, that is our birthright to be in the remembrance of that. And what I find so powerful is like once that is anchored and becomes more steady in the system, again, like that beloved blueprint is really awakened. I would love to hear, Sarah, just like what do you feel becomes then possible? Like what do you feel then God is inviting us into as we're really in the resurrection of that beloved blueprint. I'm sure this will bring us into deeper codes on kingdom consciousness and what that means. But yeah, I've been really playing within myself of what gets to be possible as I know myself as God's beloved, as I'm really anchored in the truth of that.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like anything becomes possible. Like, for me, like, the deeper and deeper I go into this union and get to actually know the nature of the Father, it just fills my heart with this deep knowing of, like, all of my dreams are God's dreams for me. And, like, it's really just transformed everything I think I know about myself, because the world will give you a distorted mirror image.
Totally.
And we're not even fully conscious always how, like, how much that affects us, right? Like, all these just very subliminal beliefs of unworthiness, or this is unrealistic, or
Yeah.
but, like, yeah, for me, it's like when I really just sit with that union and feel like how loved I am, I'm like, oh, like, anything is possible, and I'm not wrong for, like, dreaming this big. I'm not out of my mind for, like, wanting, to have these certain experiences, or to, like, serve in this way, or to, like, yeah, it's like anything becomes possible, and we're filled with, like, it's this beautiful balance between, like, humility and confidence, because, like, that's the union part, because it's like, I know I have to still be surrendered to, like, his will and his timing, because it's ultimately his kingdom, his plan, and I couldn't do it on my own. So there is this, like, okay, I can't just go out there and, like, think I
Totally.
can make it happen through my own understanding. But at the same time, it's like he's filling me with this confidence that, like, as long as I stay in that union and move in alignment with, like, his timing, his will, like, yeah, anything is possible. And it does fill me with this confidence to, like, even, like, do things like this podcast. So, like, if it was just me, I probably wouldn't even ever want to be seen, because I wouldn't even, like, but it's like, it's not just about me. And it's like, it really, like, we really, to me, it's like, yeah, anything is possible, and the light can just shine so bright. And it's like, when it's not just about you anymore, then you can also do things that, like, yeah, I would be afraid to do on my own. Like, some of us have really big mission callings. It's like, if I was just doing this for myself, like, I would be so self-conscious. I would be so, like, all this thing. But it's like, it's not about me.
Yes,
It's about, like, and it's not about whose eyes are on me. It's like, my eyes are on him, his eyes are on me, and that's the only eyes. That's all that matters. Like, so much is possible, and I believe that we are going to see just such a beautiful transformation, like, of how we experience like reality on this plane. I really feel like, because also his timing is so different. Like we can't calculate with our linear minds, like what we think is possible in this amount. Like again, like supernatural. This is where, yeah, it really gets into the supernatural, and it's like, what is really possible? And it requires us to like really be honest with ourselves. Like, what do you really want? Like deep down, like what do you really desire?
Yes. Oh, this is, I love that you started with just, yeah, like truly anything becomes possible. And that's something I'm always so grateful now to be held in God, because I know his dreams are far bigger and beyond my own. And it's like, I want to be in communion and co-creation with what is so beyond what I can even fathom, and something that my pastor, and I know you listen to Damon too, I think, Sarah, something Damon has said in the past, he said, how daring you dream reveals how deeply you're loved by God, by the Creator. And I remember when he said that, I was like, yeah, that's exactly it. You know, my dreams get bigger as I know how loved I am, and as I know that I'm in co-creation with the Most High, and I don't have to do it on my own, and he's holding and carrying me each and every step of the way. And I feel, yeah, this is where we start to break out of the boxing of this more limited consciousness that we've been in, because the world tells you, oh, that's too big, or that's too much, or blah 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 blah, all of the other dialogues and stories. And God is really asking us to dream that bigger dream with him, and to be led by him. And again, it is so on his will, not our own will. And I love what you said about, you know, my eyes are on him and his eyes are on me, because I feel like too, we were talking about this in my membership last night, just like, how do we become more emboldened in our confidence and conviction? And for me, that's really just been a process of deepening relationship with God. Like, naturally, as I deepen my communion with him, I become more emboldened with confidence and conviction to walk forth and move the mission that he is wanting to move through me, because it's not about me. So I'm not worried anymore about pleasing people. I'm more concerned about pleasing him and being obedient to him. And then that really does erect this bolder energy in our systems. And again, not in an egoic way. It's truly maintaining this humility, because your heart is humbled to God's will and to his heart first and foremost. But then you also recognize yourself as a vessel for his power and his word and his truth and his grace and his love and his glory to move through you, and to move through whatever the mission is that he's calling you into. And it almost creates this, like, it's hard to describe because this is such an energetic shift, but it feels like, I remember when I wasn't so in this and I just had so many more attachments, like, again, or insecurities around my worth and wholeness and belonging and all of the things. And I was more attached to how things needed to go out of my own, you know, insecure templating, right? Reaching for that safety and security outside of myself. But now with him, there's this state of ease and peace and trust and supernatural faith, because I know he's got me and he's the one moving this. And I'm simply just being obedient and stewarding whatever seed he's dropping into my system, and being in that co-creative process with his will.
I
Yeah.
love that.
I would love to, yeah, this is kind of, we're going to like mission template, like kingdom business, because I know you have a lot around this too, Sarah, and I would love to sh for you to share. Yeah, like, I guess being emboldened, you know, in God's mission, and yeah, how this does gift us the conviction and the confidence and that clarity to walk forth, you know, really as a steward for him and his will on earth.
Yeah, I love that we're taking it here. I feel like we're so deep in the heart of God. Like it's such a gift to even be able to talk about these things. Like he really is so good. I'm just like so. Yeah, truly anything is possible. Like I've been feeling like I still don't fully comprehend what he's doing through me. Like I know that it's big. But it's almost like the bigger the dream, the deeper the rest, because
I love that.
yeah, like, and I think that's why sometimes I can't fully, he like always is surprising me, because it's like, yeah, I'm not, because I don't have to constantly think about everything that I'm doing. I don't have to constantly manage everything. I couldn't. Like,
Exactly.
he wants to birth, I'm just gonna say, he wants to birth an empire, like, through me. And I'm just like, like, I don't even know what that means.
Totally. I totally get what you're saying right now.
It's like, but it doesn't even matter, because it's like, it's that, like, we walk by faith, not by sight. It's like, it doesn't matter, because it's like the union becomes the only thing that matters. And it really is this high level of devotion where we, and this is where it gets so exciting, like, we get to experience what's really possible, like, in this union. Like, I'm just listening here, because this is just like really next level territory of just like what he really wants to do and what he really is calling us for. I feel like, you know, when I started out on this journey and I didn't realize, you know, I was a baby in my faith and in my conscious union, and I just thought like, oh, I just like want to manifest an apartment. Like, that's, it started out like, oh, I can like have any, like, what do I really want? Like, okay, I'll just focus on that. And it's just kind of funny, how much, yeah, he's showing me like, oh honey, like, I
Yeah,
have
he's
so
like,
much
that's
more
like
than
the babyest seed.
yeah, it's like, this is so much bigger, like. And again, that's why it requires this like obliteration of our identification with the world and worldly things and worldly ideas of success and how our lives should look. Like, he is really here to bring his kingdom upon the earth at this time. And I am talking just like, I mean, we have yet to see, and I don't like to think that I know exactly what it's going to be, but like a whole new infrastructure, like whole new architecture, like really opening up just the ways of living. I mean, I'm talking revamping real estate, travel, like all these big industries that govern how humanity experiences life. Like, he's taking us to that level where we are, and it doesn't matter how much of the world's resources has been in the hands of those who have been corrupted. Like, he is taking us higher. And I always see this, like, it's like we're walking on the water with him. This is where we get into the pre-Genesis waters, like, because he already conquered like the realm of death. Like, he already conquered the world. It's under his feet. And when we enter into this union, like, we enter into that victory. And it's like this real luminosity. Like, I see us as just like, we illuminate that same light, that same victory. And it literally alters the fabric of reality. Like, the particles of reality have to rearrange themselves according to that cornerstone frequency. Like, it's the law. It's the law. Like, he really is the king. Oh my God, it's just so wonderful. And so that's where he's really taking us. It's like, it doesn't matter. Like, we cannot be disillusioned by all the corruption, what the powers of darkness have done, and how much money. It doesn't matter. Like, he is taking us higher, and we're just gonna. And I had this dream a few years ago where I dreamed that the whole planet flooded and we just built new cities on top of it, because God knew some of us could walk on water. It's like, it doesn't matter. And I think that flood is not a literal flood, because that already happened and he promised us it wouldn't happen again. I feel it's the flood of like the baptism of the fire and the water, and we're just going there. And it's like, come on, get in. Like,
I have so many chills, Sarah, because I had a very similar dream like 2 years ago. So I'm just like in a state of like, whoa, I've never heard someone else speak that. Whoa, that's been something that's, yeah, really been helpful. Well, I'm like, I'm kind of blown away right now. I'm taking a moment to just let that distill. Yeah, I think it was back in, maybe it was 2021, I think. It was a year after I came back into union with God through Christ. And it was, yeah, this dream of renewal, revival, like true restoration, but the flood and then the cities and the luminosity being built upon all of that. And oh yeah, something I'm always, I love everything you just said. Something I'm always remembering is, yeah, like love has already won. You just have to let love win in you first. You know, it's like it's already prevailed, it's already conquered, but you have to let that love and the truth of love be conquered in your own heart, you know, so that then you can come into this kingdom inheritance and this like elevation of consciousness to know what is true. You know, even I know I'm someone, I don't really get caught up in like the warfare happening because God has showed me like you don't even need to like focus on that. Like I just need you to focus on being the light, being the lighthouse for my love. And it's just, it's amazing too, Sarah. I'm sure you've witnessed this in your own life. Like when we are just walking in this communion, in the fullness of this love, in the, you know, templating of our beloved identity, it is amazing to witness what then just naturally transforms in the world around us through our relationships, through our marriages, through, you know, where we might live, our environment, like just so many things begin to change. Like that's what happened in my own life. Just things started to change at an accelerated rate. And also, so many people around me started coming home to God just through like the emanation of the love that's emanating, you know, through our hearts, you know, when we're just walking in this communion. It's not even like, this is always just so interesting for me to think about too, because I think we've been in like, you know, Western evangelism and, you know, preaching the gospel and pushing it and pressing it and pounding Bible verses at people, you know, just in such an inorganic way. And I'm like, this is actually all so simple. Like when you're just in that deep communal intimacy with God, yoked to the truth of love, that love just naturally shines from your own eyes and illuminates from your own heart. And that transforms people around you. Like they also come home to the light, to the truth of love, just through the way of your beingness. And I believe this is how we're creating this renewed world, this new government, this new yeah, back to our most original design. It's like not even what I keep hearing, and I don't know if you've been hearing a similar word, Sarah, just like the word simplicity. Like simplicity, simplicity. Like God has showed me how simple it all really is when we just turn back to Him. Like there is such a simplicity that occurs because we're just yoked and connected to that light and to that love and to that grace. And that's just the thing that we shine and that we're held in and that we get to spread to those around us, you know?
Absolutely. It's like I always have to come back to that, like the peace and the simplicity. Like in him, it's already done. And like we just get to now like experience the fullness of what that really means, which is just so exciting. And it really is so simple. And it's a whole different reality. Like the kingdom really is a whole different reality. Everything, it's a different state of consciousness. It's a different state of being. It's a different way of relating because we're in a different relationship. We're in that. I mean, it does go back to the union, and then that becomes the blueprint. And then we're living according to the true law that Christ gave, you know, to first love God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and then to love your neighbor as yourself. Like,
Yeah.
it's so
Simple.
simple. And like, and I love that you mentioned Pastor Damon, because yeah, he's just so, so amazing. I love listening to his sermons. It's just like so deeply resonant. And I love how he emphasizes that, like, we don't need to focus on behavior, because it's like when you know who you are as the beloved, you act accordingly. Like, it's
Exactly.
so simple.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That was
Because,
one of the biggest revelations I received.
yeah.
Yeah. It is. It's and that's where there it's such a shift to go from, yeah, like maybe those in religion or in the church where there's been a lot of shame around behavior, or even honestly, like in New Age, where there's just like healing, healing, more healing, like just always having to heal something else, just being in this like never-ending spiral of changing something, shifting something, releasing something, cleansing something, like whatever it is. Or yeah, in religion, it's like so behavior focused, just change the behavior and then you'll be right with God. But the behavior is not going to change until the belief changes. It's like you have to believe yourself to be the beloved. And then when you're in that consciousness, you no longer separate yourself from love. You're in that complete renewal. Like I know Damon talks a lot about too, and I'm actually reading another book that mentions this, you know, and this is in I think, yeah, Romans and Ephesians. It's throughout the New Testament, but I think in Romans it goes through of like, yeah, the creation of, you know, living under the law of grace, not the law of the world. But then how in religion, I think that has created fear for those in religion, because then it's like, oh, well, then there's just now license to sin. If people just get this immeasurable grace, then oh, then that's just a license to keep doing the wrong thing because you're going to be forgiven. But when you're actually baptized in the truth of God's grace, again, you no longer want to ever do anything that opposes that. Like you no longer want to do anything that opposes the truth of his love, because you quite literally are regenerated into a new consciousness and way of being and way of self and belief system through that beloved blueprint. And you naturally go into that surrender and submission to be obedient to God's will and to never want to really turn your heart from his heart. And it's just a totally different way of looking at all of these things and recognizing, wow, it does become so simple when I just remember how loved I am and the knowing that I just want to stay in that love. I just want to stay held and wrapped and cloaked in the truth of that love. And it, yeah, it creates that whole transfiguration in our hearts and then who we be from that gnosis. Yeah.
Yeah, I kept hearing organic desire when you were talking. Like,
I love that.
yeah, it's like we don't have to be forced or coerced into obedience. It's like it just becomes organic because it's our nature.
Yes.
And when people act out of alignment with their nature, I feel a lot of times it's because they're actually looking for that fulfillment that they're lacking from being separated, but they're not necessarily conscious of that. So then it creates all this,
Yeah.
seeking fulfillment in other things or people or substance, whatever it may be. But it's like,
Totally.
yeah, if we just know how loved we are, like it really is, it is so simple. It really is so simple.
Yeah. It's like in that is our ultimate fulfillment and satiation and that gnosis of wholeness, that feeling of completion, where exactly as you said, Sarah, then there's no more seeking and searching or, yeah, trying to, you know, do any of these other things to achieve the feeling that you actually have when you just know this remembrance of love. And I'd love for you to share, Sarah. This is something that I've been speaking to a lot more in my community, but, you know, a lot of In Way of Grace is about really cultivating this like holy maturation process of becoming a woman of the kingdom and like really recognizing what that means and what that calls us into. Because I think too, a lot of women, sometimes this is still coming from more, again, wounded girl, princess, entitled energy, like thinking, okay, now that I'm with God, I can just lean back and eat grapes and I just expect God to do this like heavy lifting for me. But really, being a woman of the kingdom calls us into this maturity and responsibility and co-creation and obedience and faith and trust and all of these other frequencies. I would just love for you to share, yeah, in your own life, like maybe what being a woman of the kingdom means to you and kind of, I guess, our responsibility in that, like what God calls us into as we do come into our kingdom inheritance and this remembrance of consciousness of what we're really here for.
The first thing that's coming to mind is like, I feel this responsibility to really embody grace and like, no matter what, which
Yes.
requires just like, so much giving my own heart to God and like really drawing on Him for strength and wisdom through challenging situations. Because it's like, and so really being like radically honest about my humanity, like without shaming or condemning, but just being like, wow, like this is really hard. Or like I'm in a, situation where, just as an example, like, maybe you're in a situation where you're encountering individuals who are difficult to love. Like, it's not easy sometimes, and not because they're unlovable, but because, there's maybe they're just so out of alignment with their identity. And it's like, wow, this is like really challenging. How can I emanate grace, but also like discernment? And it's like this very fine balance of like upholding the law, where it's like part of that is like not allowing harm to be done. Like, so there's like, I mean, there's so many different angles to this as I really start to talk about it. But for me, that's been one of the biggest callings, is like to really be a model for grace and embodying the law of love when it comes to like how we treat other people, people who are suffering, people who are like deeply in what we would call sin, because they're just so, so lost. And it's like, it requires so much maturity and so much like not allowing our own like wounds in that moment, get the better of us. And that's a really big part of it I'm listening for. Yeah, the emanation of grace, like keeping that integrity, like not collapsing into like, but at the same time, like being keeping your heart open, right? It really is this balance, like not
Huge
collapsing into
balance.
like
Yep.
wounded poor me, but at the same time, like not letting your heart be hardened, like at the same time being like, oh, but also God, this really hurts, help me. So it really is this like this balance between like, I feel like within the woman is the held girl. Like we still have that like print, like, and I have these moments where like I need to be a princess, as in like I need to just like the healthy princess. I think there's healthy
Yes,
archetypes and
absolutely.
unhealthy
Yep.
distorted. So it's really finding that balance of like, oh, like at my core, like, and this goes into like the Trinity aspect of God, and I feel like how we can experience ourselves as like the spouse, the mother, the daughter, like we have this tri-wave like union. How do I hope I'm saying that right? Like we have this tri-wave aspect through entering into union with the Trinity of God. And it requires so much discernment of like what aspect of God is asking to shine through me, like in this moment. Like, do I need to be the daughter right now and let myself be held, let myself receive that nurturing and trust the Father is taking care of it? Or, yeah, am I being called to like step into that healthy, like queen embodiment, the true queen who, rules her dominion with grace and without judgment, just really having that heart of grace for all of God's people, regardless of, their past. It's like this radical acceptance, like the love of the mother. So it really is like a constant. So you have to be very self-aware, I feel like. Like you have to live like without being, it's like it is a form of discipline, but it's like a not, it's not rigid. It's like, for me anyway, like I have to stay on top of things. Like, I make my bed every day. Like, it's a principle I have to live by. That's just me personally. Like, it's just one of those things. Like, I have to keep my space a certain way. Like, things have to stay, and not in a rigid, controlling way, but it's like I have to stay on top of things. I have to like have my eyes on things, on what's going on, just to have that like awareness. And it is an energetic awareness. Like, it's an energetic just cleanliness, like energetic hygiene, I feel like, because you realize like I think part of our beloved identity is realizing our cosmic nature and like realizing our supernatural nature. So like for me, it's a lot of, yeah, energetic cleanliness, like making sure my own field is clean and clear. Like, I mean, there's a lot of different elements to it, and being patient with the process, knowing I can't rush it, that like, you know, that I've had to be humble and realize, like, even I may have known things in the past, but like I really needed to be humbled in the sense of like God needed to show me that I really can't do this on my own. And I think that's a big part of that maturity, because it can be very like, yeah, it can be very like, it really does knock our ego down, I guess is how people would frame it, of like realizing like I really cannot do this on my own. But that doesn't make me like, that's not a reflection of myself. It's really just like, that's how loved I am. That's how in union with
Totally.
the Father I like naturally am. Like, this is my natural state. There's nothing, it doesn't mean I'm, you know, an inferior, you know, being or something. It's just like my own weakness as a human. Like I need him. I really do.
I
I
love it.
really do.
Same.
I just, yeah, I need his love. I need his wisdom. I need his grace. I need that union. I need on my own. I just, yeah, I couldn't do it at all. And
No.
accepting that with, yeah, humility. But that's where the grace comes. You know, I, a phrase I've been hearing a lot lately is like, humility begets grace. Like, when we can humble ourselves, really what we're, I feel like when I humble myself, I'm really going deeper into his heart. It's like the paradox of like, the more I surrender, the more I'm actually filled with like the truth of who I am. So I'm not even giving anything up. I'm just making room for more of his love and his light to enter me, which then I get to shine even brighter and like get to be held even more deeply and like serve at even greater capacities. So like, it really is a dance. And this just brings me back to like, it really is a marriage. Like, it really is a marriage, which means it's alive. It's not like you, it's, yeah, it's not like, oh, you're saved by Jesus and that's it, and now you go out and evangelize. It's like, it's like, no, this is a marriage. And any marriage, like, it just takes a constant like renewal of the vows. Just because like there's so much passion there, and there's just so, it really is like a passionate love affair. Like, that's the true nature of God's love for us. It's actually so intimate. And if we are afraid of like, if we have like fear of being loved or fear that we're unworthy, we can't like receive the fullness of him. So yeah, that was a long answer, but
Oh, I
there's a
love
lot to
all
it.
of
I'm
that.
really glad that you asked that question.
I know it just came through so organically, and I love every aspect that you shared in that. I'm like I'm listening to see what wants to come through, but I really love, I like smiled so hard when you started with the emanation of grace, because that's exactly what it feels for me too. And it's like, as a posture, we talk about this a lot inside of Way of Grace. It's cultivating that posture of strong backbone, open heart. So, like, having that healthy frame of discernment and awareness and stability and safety in self, and all of those things that are upholding us and upholding our integrity as a woman, and upholding our, safety and all of these things, and then also maintaining Yeah, the openness of our hearts to love, to pour grace, to offer forgiveness, all of the beautiful frequencies that Christ gifts us to then pour through our own hearts and finding that balance, like you said, of not becoming rigid and closed and, walled off, but it's like still having my own discernment and really recognizing as a woman, I do have a choice of what I open fully to and what I protect, self-protect at times to maintain the integrity of myself, but still walking in the world with this open, radiant, luminous heart of love to love others, right? Just as Christ loves me, right? Loving myself and pouring that love to those around me. And it's such a nuanced expression that I think just becomes more and more and more integrated as we deepen that relational communion with God. Truly, it's like we cultivate that frame even more fully as we deepen with Him. And I love what you said about that, the Trinity, spouse, daughter, mother. And it's that recognition of what position am I in right now, right? Like, do I have to hold that little girl? Does she get to be exposed and seen? And her heart, needs to be heard. And what does she get to bring to God and lay at His feet? Or that mother, compassion, tenderness, grace, forgiveness, love in that way. Or then, yeah, spouse. Like, okay, what are the vows asking of me? Like, what am I co-creating with God? What am I responsible for right now? What am I maturing into? I always, this has been like a newer teaching that's come alive for me in a newer remembrance is, we focus a lot on daughter identity inside of my space, but then there's a maturation process of daughter becoming bride and coming into that even deeper covenant, because I think first, like you said, Sarah, like that holy humbling is necessary. Like that has to come first. It's recognition that I am not meant to do things on my own and I don't need to. And I actually don't want to. Like I need my father. I need guidance. I need direction. I need his provision, his clarity, all of that I get to receive. And that takes us out of maybe where some of us have been of like, goddess, I manifest, I create my own reality, kind of all those paradigms, right? To humble us into this new positioning. And then as that communion continues to deepen, there is, I feel what happens is like, yeah, a deeper expression of the marital covenant of really that receiving the vows from God and also erecting your own vows to God. What are you also in devotion to through this relationship? What are you devoted to bringing into your communal space with Him and letting it be, yeah, this beautiful process of co-creation of multiplying the seeds that He has gifted you and then being a faithful steward of those seeds, of the vision, of His values, of His virtues, of the dreams, that He's placed on your heart. And it's, yeah, there's a big maturity that comes in that for women because we have to move beyond any dynamics of victimhood and wounding and perpetuation of patterns and cycles that aren't of our truth, aren't of beloved design. And I know for me, that was a big process that I went through, like through the majority of my 20s, like the healing of those things so that I could step into deeper maturity with now what is my relationship with God. Yeah, you just brought in so many layers of that with what you shared. I'm so happy that we went there because I feel this is what a lot of women are exploring right now is like the textures of this and what this means for me as a woman in my relationship with God Himself. Yeah. Yeah.
So many layers, and I just want to add to it requires so much healing to be able to hold what he's asking us to hold. Like, that's been a big
Yeah.
maturity thing for me of realizing, not just healing soul wounds and things like that, but also allowing my nervous system to come into that, to receive that state of rest so that I can handle big level things and not get overexcited and not be
Totally.
like
Oh, this is so
frenetic
good.
energy.
Yes.
Yeah, like I'm all about celebrating and having parties in the kingdom. I think that's, big. We should be excited. There's so much to celebrate. But yeah, a big part of maturity is like realizing, like, yeah, your nervous system has to be able to hold what he wants to give you as a steward, especially if you're called to steward, community spaces or large amounts of wealth, redistribution. I mean, those are all things that are going to be happening, and you have to be able to like really hold your center. And again, this is where that devotional union like becomes so key, so that you don't get distracted or disillusioned by like all the blessings that are now coming
Yes.
in. It's like it doesn't really matter what level of maturity we're at, even when, as we rise to like more and more levels of responsibility, like our eyes have to stay on him so that we don't get caught up in like, oh my gosh, now I'm, stewarding all of this, and therefore that, no, it you're still like it's still you and him. And
Yes.
that's actually going to help you like handle things with grace. If you are someone who's going to be called to, do kingdom business things and all these like, yeah, big assignments on our lives, like you have to be able to enter into these, experiences with just staying anchored in that grace and his wisdom and discernment. So yeah, I'm really glad you asked that. I can see how that's really important. And there are layers to it, and it's like,
Sure.
and it's sort of a natural process. There's no rush or no comparison to others. Like it's so
No.
personal and intimate.
Exactly.
So yeah.
Well, and I love what you expressed here around, the having and holding piece, because I think, this is a lot of women will ask me, I feel the vision and the mission and all of the things, but it's, not happening yet, or, I don't know exactly how he's trying to orchestrate it. And that's usually the first piece I look at is your system able to hold the good that he's trying to bless you with? Because even a lot of women, and I know this was my experience in the beginning, it was even hard for me to hold the overwhelming frequency of his love. That was quite literally an obliteration for a lot of women. At first, there is an initial, sometimes resistance and rejection of it, because it's like, whoa, that kind of love is so big. Like, am I worthy of this? Am I deserving of this? Like, all of that old stuff comes up, and then we kind of sabotage our system and being able to receive. And I really feel it's one thing to receive, and then another thing to have and to hold, like you were just speaking to, Sarah. Like, that requires widening of being able to hold and circulate sensation, being able to stay anchored in your body, anchored in God, anchored in grace, in that true stewardship posture, humility, dignity, like all of these things. And I feel this is, I know in my path and in work, this has been the piece. It's like this, I just see it as like a constant widening, like this beautiful widening, and it's slow and steady, even in mission that I'm in, it's beautiful the way God has orchestrated it. It's like he gives me exactly what I can handle in that moment to steward well. And then when my capacity widens to be able to hold more, he naturally pours in more. But it's always as my body can stay stabilized with what he is trying to pour in and give me. And that has been a big process of my own maturation, of responsibility, of emotional availability, of discipline, of devotion, all of these things, because he does want to give us big blessings, but he wants to make sure that we can steward them and not waste them, or not, right? Yeah, lose them and or go into ego and, sabotage that way. So yeah, this piece, I'm really happy you spoke that in, Sarah, because this is again like another, I feel, big key to the kingdom is your own capacity to hold and what that really means. Oh, so good. Yeah. Is there anything else alive, Sarah, that feels like that it wants to come through, whether it's on this thread or totally different? Like, I want to give space for, I feel like we traveled to a lot of places in the conversation, but I want to give space if there's anything else that you feel God wants to speak through and move through the conversation.
Yeah, just listening here. I'm just hearing like you can't lose in this union. Like, I just feel like maybe someone or several people listening might need to hear that. I just heard him like, he just kind of like show me of like this path can be. I mean, depending, I mean, everyone's path is unique to them, but it can be scary. And there can be moments where you are just like in the dark, alone with God. And it's like, but it's like, you know, he's got you. And that's just always, I mean, I'm still blown away by just how deep his love goes. I don't think we'll ever be able to fully comprehend it because it really is eternal. But it's like you just go deeper and deeper and things might not always make sense like right away because he doesn't operate in the linear world the way we're used to.
Totally.
So like, yeah, getting attuned to the supernatural just grace and way that he orchestrates reality. Like, yeah, I guess the message that's just coming through is like just to have faith and like he will reveal things all in right timing. Like he is such a like truly such a good father and like doesn't miss anything, like anything that anyone has confusion on or you don't know yet. Like, what was that experience about? Like, he will always, because all about reconciliation and he, this really is about like reclaiming so much of who we are from, yeah, just fractured, fallen identities and timelines. And like, he is so faithful. He just really, really is. And I would have never, it's always such a big thing on my heart to just share this word because I would have never known this had I not like experienced direct encounter with him because this was not what I saw religion. I was just like, yeah, that's not. So it's just it's like so glorious to realize like this is the truth. Like it's just yeah. It's so
It's
amazing. The love is just yeah.
it's the big unsayable love. It's like nothing we can fit here into words, but and I just love that remembrance, Sarah. Like he is so faithful, and like something I'm always remembering is, he doesn't ask me to rest just in my own faith, but I really have to just continuously posture to the knowing of his faithfulness, like always, and just knowing he never leaves us or forsakes us. Like he is the one that leads us to the water and creates the rivers in the deserts. Like he, it's just boundless what he's able to do. And when we're in that openness and surrender to his timeline and his will and how he orchestrates, like, wow, miracles are just truly able to happen, And I loved every piece of this conversation. There's so many things. There is so many nuggets and just gems and jewels that were scattered throughout this entire episode. And I know it's going to land in the hearts of so many women who have been coming home to this remembrance. And I hope, and I felt the love just moving through the conversation. So I pray that that will just be poured into everyone who receives. And Sarah, I would love for you to share where women can find you, how they can connect with you, what things you have as your own kingdom offers. And I will link all of this in our show notes, but I would love for you to share that with our community.
Yeah, thank you. I'm going to be processing just like what a gift this whole
Same.
conversation and chance to talk about these things has been. Yeah, I have a lot, so let me just listen. Like I really am here. Like I'm like kingdom ambassador is really like the
Oh,
phrase
I
God
love
has
that.
shown me. Yeah, and we talked, I think, before we started the podcast of like how hard it is sometimes. Like we're so multidimensional. So it's really not just one thing. But Yeah, I do. I guess I do offer like one-to-one support for those who, there's like I have different structured containers depending on what people are looking for. And everything I do, like I allow the Holy Spirit to do it through me. It's not me. I've just gotten so obedient to how the Holy Spirit and Christ want to work through me. So I do offer one-to-one support for those who just are called for that and want guidance or anything, really want to talk about Christ, want to deprogram from New Age or religious, whatever it is. So I think I'll just give you a link at the end of like what I share. I also am like really big on muse embodiment. So I have a Patreon Diary of a Muse, which is more like the fun, like where I have like 0-point transmissions, video transmissions, where I do just different oracle flows, different prophetic flows, again, allowing the Holy Spirit to guide everything. So for those who are like, yeah, interested more in like the muse and everything that really comes with like kingdom lifestyle, kingdom living. I share behind the scenes things. I'm really big on like, I know God has this big like plan and vision for the restoration of the muse essence. And this gets into like, yeah, we're gonna, take over Hollywood basically. It's gonna be really, really great. So yeah, for people who are artists or who have that sort of like artistic vocation or calling, that's Diary of the Muse. It's patreon.com/alien here to love. I'm launching a podcast. I'm relaunching a podcast. Yeah. YouTube channel. Like there's all these things that are happening. So like I think would it be best to just give people like my link tree? 'Cause I feel like there's so many links. I don't wanna like
No, those will be great. I'll definitely link your one-on-one and the Muse Diaries and Sarah's writing. And I mean, just like the snippets of what I've seen her share are extraordinary and like totally awaken and spark this consciousness of the Muse within you. Like, yeah, I actually need to go into your Patreon, Sarah, because I've had a couple that I'm like, ooh, I need to go in and read the whole thing of that. So I will link those two and then the link tree so that you all can access and see what Sarah is co-creating with God and what is continuing to move through. Because like she said, we are so multidimensional. I completely relate. Like it does not fit into one box or one streamline. And yeah, I'm just really excited for our community to connect with you, Sarah, because you have so much wisdom and like these codes of kingdom just truly move and pour and emanate from you. Like I love being in conversation and this kind of dialogue with you because so much sparks in me and gets reawakened and templated. And oh, it's just always so exciting and so nourishing and just yeah, revitalizing for my own system. So yeah, I'm just so grateful for your presence and heart and devotion to what God is moving through you. And yeah, I can't wait to see what continues to come through, what moves through the channel for the kingdom. And just so grateful for everyone who listened and definitely let us know what landed, what resonated. Definitely don't hesitate to share your reflections and revelations with us from this episode. I will also link Sarah's Instagram and my own so you can always reach out to us that way. And we will see you next time on the podcast.